Sefer Yehoshua. I read it to you from my own handwriting, but you probably didn't believe me when I said it was so far-reaching and so radical that the Ultra Poskim, when it quoted it, left this part out. And that's an interesting sidebar. Okay?
Do we want to put up work?
Sefer Yehoshua?
Yeah. You can speak to me and say that.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Save
for Yoshua. Can I see that?
Oh, you mean scan it
in?
Oh, interesting idea. Let's see. The question is how much. Hold on a second. I'm going to write the right line. It's Shuvah Pei Tes. You get it in one stop. You get the whole page?
Yeah, the whole page. Yeah.
In one picture? Why not?
Just the first page?
It's the only page.
Oh, okay.
I only want that one page. Okay. Then I have something which is this. That's very rare. You have to go to the library to get that. You can't get that in the Beis Medrash. But then I have a thing called Yeshua's Yaakov. Yeshua's Yaakov is a classic sefer. One of the Gedolei Olam. Yeshua's Yaakov was the one, I'm told, that the Tzoris went to for a Haskama and a Sefer. Now everyone knows the Tzoris, but Yeshua's Yaakov, people don't know who he is anymore. But the Tzoris, you know. So the story is told that he said to him, we can be a few days to look it over. Yeah, he knows, a young man, Heller, I think his name was, but no one knew who he was. He spent 3 days in the Sefer, it's unbelievable. He invited the entire town to the shul. And they took the Sefer, and they danced with like by a Sefer Torah, and I covered him in a Kiddush, like a video was, this is going to be a classical Sefer. And he gave Haskama, Chachava. This is Yeshua's Yaakov, who's not looked at as much as the Tosis nowadays, from Gedolei Olam. This is his Sefer on our Simon, Simon Chav Aleph, which is a little bit. Then he has from his grandson, Nechad HaMechaber, also fascinating. If this experiment works, maybe we'll try it again with this one. But this, although this one you really can get Beis Medrash. Now, see, we have Yeshua's Yaakov. Beis Medrash does have it. This is more important. So while Dov is doing this, let's open the Gemaras. We have Ayin Beis, okay? We're in Ksubas of Ayin Beis. It works?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Okay. Look at this. This is like flooring. What is that? The Sefer Yeshua is, again, his name is Rabbi Babad. I'm still not 100% sure if it's the father or grandfather of the Minchas Chinuch. Rabbi is a great Talmud Chacham. Look what it says. This is, the fight is, Rabbi Osai, let's open the one that tests Rabbi Medeis. Let's start right from there. Test, it's all in the Ma'am HaKadosh. Test Rabbi Medeis. You look inside. The Mishnah says, "Yishush and his armalo the skarsha he omers psulin sasani v'lomer lokiel amon and sasich v'yesh edim shiyotz v'inu v'rosha perua zubasa masai." Says Rashi, "Rosha perua." The second wide line. Sora al tsefeha. Kacha you know in the hotzi the psulus v'beis avi and the beis achasim. Now wait a minute. We learned already in the Mishnah later on that it took 12 months from the heirs to turn into Nisuim. So they would take these women who were besulas, but they were arusas, from their father's house to the husband's house, the Beis Chas, to the wedding hall. And the question became, how do you do that? How can they go with Rosh Perua with their hair down to their shoulders if an arusa has to cover her hair? So they want to bring a riot from here, then an arusa need not. Only an Nisu has to cover her hair. And when she's walking from her father's house to this house, she's not an Nisu yet. Oh, great. Watch this. Look at what it says. Resh Perik Beis, Pesulos, v'lom and Nesuos. What does he say? The Kali ought to be new Rosh Hapurua, b'shas Nesuin. V'acha Erisin. Kosher. Maishna Arusa de Muteres, u'nesua Asura. Hayem Eino Chamura Arusa k'mo Nesua. Idi v'idi. I read this to you yesterday. This part is in the Altar Poskim. Idi v'idi. Are you able to read it, by the way? Is it legible? It's pretty. It's big enough, I think. It may not, the print is not modern print. I'm giving you guidance with my mouse, so you should be able to figure out. Idi v'idi chayvi mises bezin hema. V'adarabba. Arusa v'skila nesua b'chenek. Hey. So why should it be mutter for Arusa to uncover her hair? Hecha metzino l'chalit b'neim. Shezeh muteras l'elech p'ru asura shezeh asura. Af be'emes u'pores rosha isha the p'suas, which we learned about in the chayin beis. Let's turn, some people weren't here. We're turning up Ayin Beis Amin Aleph. It's a good chazar again. Ayin Beis Amin Aleph. Just see the Gemara one more time before we see it in Sefer Yeshua. Let's see it in Shas Bavli. The Gemara is in the bottom line of Ezu Das Yehudis Yotzo Shaparua. Frank the Gemara. Rosh Shaparua Daraisi. Tichsin. Uporas Rosh Isha. Vatana Dvei Rabbi Shmo. Arasolim Rosh Yisrael Shal Yitzapur Rosh. Says the Sefer Yeshua. But a sota has to be in the sewer. Because that shows if you're an arusa. That's the abula we spoke about yesterday. Mi baladei sheh, kod meshchivas baal, shchivas boil. Oh, says the Sefer Yeshua. Oh, so maybe that's the source. Watch this. The besota ksiv, besota akocha ba'ula habit, letzorech sheh taktim shchivas baal leboil. Und the sewer habits, arusa ain't bashkin also. No. Bikomakom, Madua lo nemo, came with the Nesua Asura, Arusa Nami Asura. Bimchila is called the Sefer Yeshua, the Kash is not so stark. We can say the source in the Torah is only by Nesua Bula. It doesn't go past that. We discussed yesterday at length, what about the Nesua is not a Bula? The Gemara said Nesua and Nesua requires, Yerushalmi requires Kisi Rosh. That may not be the Raisa, it may be the Rabbanan. But in any event, she's not an Arusa, she's neither Beulah nor an Asua, she's just an Arusa. To me, the Sefer Yeshua's Kasha is not the end of the world. But his teretz is mind boggling. Yep. And Pnuyos is Almanos, that's what the Chalkas Mahomis already said. Heich Neima! The Almanos Pnuyos Asuris, the Arusa, the Ashes Ishmu Teres, Yatsiva Biara, Bigiora Bishme Shmaya, that's Mechulet. How can it be that it's backwards? There's a tremendous catch. This part is all quote notes or post. Avo be'emes hayayiro midover midivri hatur. Watch this. All said the same thing. Watch. Zelashon hatur. Tefach megula ba'isha b'mokom shedarga l'chasosa also likwas kriyash mekenegna. V'chein seyar shal isha shadarka l'chasosan osu l'kros kenegda. Ava b'sula shadarka lilech puros rosh mutter. This we saw yesterday. Harei shina v'shilesh b'tefach ha-mugula kosev shadarka l'chasosan. V'aseyar nami kosev shadarka l'chasosan. V'sula shadarka lilech puros rosh. All depends on darka. V'haklal. What's the general rule, says the Sefer Yeshua? Kibazet toli gili erva. Imu derech nosh lechasos benoshim vihi megala hareza erva. Avalim lohoya daka lechasos lohoya vegeni erva klal. Kemen shekulim regilim lelech v'davar echad. What's the next word? Begila? Look at the original, right? It'll be a little bit more clear. Read this any better. It's a perfect copy. It's just as bad as that. Begila, I guess, when she left it, when she exposed it. I guess that's the word Begila means. Watch. Derech Moshe. Im dark on the chasos yudeyem or pneyem, oz in megalos tevach mipkom shedach on the chasos ha begili erve. You know what's going on? In Kabul. She doesn't wear a burqa, and she exposes a tevach of her face. So she's already in violation. You hear what's going on? Don't move the Kabbalah or Rabbosai, please. Okay? We also liquids connected. Come okay, Miss Saran. Have a Gilead from Daka the Chasas. I will aim it. I will hug of the Galo Saran. O Tefa the Goof. Come on, Absulus. Shadaka the Gilead Rosh. Ain't the Gilead. Come okay, but Makoma should not shame Hokos about Ponin Vidan with Gulos. Ain't the Erva like the Daka New York State. Came to Daka Bakach. Lohoya Daka the Gilead. Lohoya Nimsis Achas Asher Gilsa. May hat Torah hoya also liquids connected with Shem Erva. I ain't sham. The Dvarim Alev Ruim Keshemesh Mitzarayim. You know what's going on? It's as clear as the sun in the sky. So writes the Sefer Yeshua. And the Sefer Yeshua, if you remember, we've quoted, I don't want to show where it stops quoting. Where do we quote this? And also our post came in Simon Chaf Aleph, the lengthy discussion of whether an Arusa is required to cover her hair. That's where the whole concept came up. Those who weren't here, I'm just going to give a brief review. It's Simon Chaf Aleph in Evan Ezer. Sid Beis. And the question is, what is the status of an Arusa? That's found over here at Bosai in Simon, again, in Sif Koton. Give me a second, please. Sif Koton Chof. Start finding my place. Oh, Chof Zayin. Sif Koton Chof Zayin talks about Arusa. And here in Os Al, because of Sefer Yeshua, Sivet Peites, we'll see where he stops. Okay, we'll see where he stops. Watch this. So far, he's quoting everything the way it's supposed to be. Fine. Watch this. Watch it, Bosai. Follow here, okay? Quotes the Rosh and Brachas, right? Dark on the Chasa Saran, Absulah Shadak and Lelach Pruos Rosh, Mutter. It goes, Maimini, Shol, Seir, Kol, everything is, depends on what they did. Ein Regila Legolos, Sula Regila Lelach Regila South, no problem. Look, Hashim, the letter here, can be called Barogobo. Vizel, the last one, this one. Yoseit, Shakol, Tolui, Bo. This is the fundamental principle, that everything depends upon it. You hear what the Sefer Yeshua is saying? So far, it's still quoted. Okay, so far, I'm both saying everything is fine. Fine and dandy. Okay? Shakol. Shakol, Dabba, Nira, Tabba, Medaka, Le Chasosan, Regilabu. So that's not an erva. The aim of them is garben. They should regil them. So there's no problem. Abu Masha Minig Chasoso. Oz is galos. Miss garben they odom him. Oz erva mikri. We also made the raisa. So writes the Sefer Yoshua. Oh. Now watch. Watch what's happening now. One second, skipping a little bit. That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara is Maxim Ksubas Ayin Beis. Hey, come to Priyas Rosh, Das Yudis. Came into Dagla Shal Noshim Lotes Mechusa Roshayim Legamrei. So therefore, it's Priyas Rosh. In other words, it's a daraisa. Why is it a daraisa? Because she's going against the minhag that existed in those days. Okay, hukach l'taris daraisa puer rosh. Hakal sa shapar dami. That's Yehudis. I feel the kal sa nami asur. We came to know of the where we did that. Fine. As I kal sa chatzifusa. But avin adas Yehudis. Ah, but watch this now. I havi noagin kobnos Yisrael. Lotzeis peprius rosh. Lo havi shum Israel filib in the suas lotes bekach. Boom. This you will not find here. This you will not find here, Abosai. They left it out. They excised this line from Otzer Poskim. Too radical. Because what's he saying? What he basically is saying is that in a place like Lithuania, with the front communities where all the women uncover their hair, just about all. So it would be permissible. Ah, that's beyond the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan said it's prohibited. I'm going to say no Rabbim. There's no use of saying it for Krishma because they're used to it. He's saying it's mutter. He said it. Printed it. Shh. The deep dark secret, which is excised from the altar apostle. You won't tell your friends, please. Okay. Fine. Good. Wow. Look at this thing. This line is even more incredible. The Af im Hoya Behepech. Listen to this. Shetelchu Nesuos Begilui. Ubesulos Mechusin. Well, the other way around. I told you before, my theory, what's my theory? I'll show you my theory in print. That the whole purpose of covering the hair is that you know in a flash and it's who's single, who's married. How do you know who's single, who's married? Well, a married woman is two apples, right? So she's covered her hair. And a single was faked. Won't be the other way around. Instead of one apple and two apples, a single woman will cover her hair, and a married woman will uncover her hair. That became the custom in town X. Says the same for Yeshua.
The opposite.
He said it. Printed it. Says the last paragraph. Just want to finish one more paragraph. Why? The Pashuk Kan Daf Tes Vav. Ad Eis Nisum Shalem. V'kem Eshe Daka Lelep Kach Lo Havi Gabayel Erev Klal. V'yein Kan Shem Yisr. Hashek in Nisum Shalem Daka Lechasas Havi Pruas Rosh Lo Gabayel Erev Abasim Ad Araisa. V'zeh Kema De Daka Lelep Nisum Shalem Abshein Amona Segrushes Penuyus. Kem Eshe Kvar Nogu Lechasas Rosh Lo Mitziv Asurim Ad Araisa Lep Pruas Rosh. V'le Gabayel Kem Eshe In Norigilus Pekach Erev Mikri. Shemegal and Saroshan. Vasur midaraisa. Vesaru kolat plunus. That's what the Mechaba means in Ayin Hey. Kolamayim betzedek yishmo shaladvareinu alolu. Kev kimen amachaber. Velo zumi demi rishonim klal. Hakolech amachamech. Wow. Lozuz. Much of this is quoted on both sides, but in the middle they left out big gaps. So let's chaz again. Sefer Yeshua, Rav Babad, father of Zeda of the Menchas Chinuch, said a Yisod Norira, that if the minig became in a certain place, that all the women who were married would not cover their hair, you wouldn't have to cover your hair. Reprinted it. I want to go back. I mentioned to you that there was a tremendous tumult about an article that was printed by a certain rabbi, that married women don't have to cover their hair, Mikra Adin, it's not so bad. And there was a tremendous attack against him. And one of the people who wrote the attack was a Rabbi Levine. You can probably get it somewhere on the internet. There's Rabbi Levine from the Kol of Ponovich, whose father was Rabbi Dov Levine, whose uncle, Zichron Levracha, twin brother of Rabbi Dov, was Rabbi Aaron Levine Zal, who's teaching in our yeshiva. And he encouraged his nephew to print this big attack. And he said, the rabbi who wrote the article said, I don't pass in this way, I'm just going to be Melamed Tzchus on Klal Yisrael. The problem was, his Limud Tzchus went so far as to say that the Shulchan Aruch is like him, or the Torah is like him, and they'll call you, why? Because they didn't mention that covering your hair is Das Moshe. On opening day, I told you that's no Raya. The reason why I didn't say it's Das Moshe, because it's not Das Moshe. What's Das Moshe? Das Moshe is if she does something which is Mach Shel the husband. Take a look here in the Mishnah, on both sides. On that Ayin Beis, Amen Aleph. Give a look. What's Das Moshe? Machilos Oshenim Usar, Mesham Shosan Nida. She's Mach Shel them. That's Das Moshe. If she uncovers her hair, maybe she's a deraisa, all right. It's like she ate treif by herself. The rush, she ate treif by herself. And she keeps the kosher kitchen for him. So it's not Das Moshe. That's why it's not that Torah didn't mention Das Moshe. The Rambam said it is. But the Torah said it's not. Doesn't mean it's not Issa deraisa. It could be Issa deraisa going to the Torah as well. You want to have a Limud Tzchus? Says this Rabbi Levine to... I'll give you a Limud Tzchus. Sefer Yehoshua. That's a Limud Tzchus. That's a Das Yochid. you want, if you want to have time to read, I'll bring in that maimer. It's many, many pages. If you want to read it. If someone wants to let me know, I'll bring it in tomorrow. Yeah?
Emory University?
That's correct. Okay. So this is, but Rabbi Levine's piece is not so well known. So if someone wants it.
What's his first name?
Unfortunately, I don't know. I can't remember. Maybe his name was Yosef. I can't remember his first name. I wish I knew. Do me a favor, though. Tonight, after Marv, after 10, call my house. I'm going out. You call my house after Marv, and I'll try to bring it in. I'll give you his name. Everyone can email it to the whole world.
Also, the other rabbis.
Why not? We believe in.
It's a really long piece today.
Yeah, everything's long. Everything's long. I try to be Mikatsi over here. Everything is long. But I'm giving you my personal view that the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, in my view, hold it is probably Yisra Daraisa. Very likely. The Sefer Yeshua is a Libet Zchus. However, I have an unbelievable Libet Zchus, much bigger than the good rabbis, and he actually outed me. I didn't want to print it. I said it in the Shia, and I was outed. I said, according to Rashi, Poshup Pshat, there's no Yisra Daraisa. Rashi's second Pshat, which is Iker, says, let's read it again one more time, the last three lines, and I'm based on an Aleph. The Chsiv of Parah Mechlala, who shined a lot of Peruhi, Shabbos Menot, a Derech, Benos Yisrael, let's say it's Peruhi's Rosh. Not the Derech. Doesn't mean it's a real Yisra Daraisa. That's what the Lubavitcher Rebbe didn't go for this. But the Kami Alfusis. I don't know if he's still around, but whatever. He didn't like this because he wanted to say that whatever it says, Derech, it means the real din. But Pashat and Rashi is not that way. Rav Moshe conceded that according to the second Pashat and Rashi, it's not an Issa Deraisa, it's only a Mitzvah Deraisa. So I don't even see that word in the words of Rashi. That's A. B is the Rambam. We read the Rambam together, and we read the Trumas Hadesh, and we saw it, and I'll show it to you again, lean it out on the screen today. He said the whole content of the Rambam, the entire thing, is it only Deraisa, is a Zahirus, a Derabona, not a Deraisa. Don't take the word Deraisa literally. So it's going to the Rambam side of the rice. How we knew it? I'll show you. I'll put the Rambam again later on. But we had this bombshell to say for Yeshua. But if you ask me, based on the Rashi and the Rambam, it's not completely out. Okay? But the Torah of the Shulchan Aruch, I don't think hold that way. Lefi Ani Yisdai. Okay, Rabbo, say what we've been so far. So we had the first bombshell. Good. Let us continue with this discussion. Okay? Let's see. So we cannot get carried away and say that nobody holds the Yisra Daraisa. I showed you yesterday, did I not? In the Shulta Gibor. That he holds it Osam and Atar.
Yeah.
That's here. Not about the Shebel, that I couldn't find you. That's in the Shabbos. This is here in Exumas. We read it together? It's the word Osam and Atar. So don't you think it's... No one holds Osam and Atar. Can't say that. Yeah.
If the indication from the Torah is that women should cover their hair.
Correct.
Whichever way.
Right.
How did it come that Nois Yisrael got into a minhag somewhere not to cover their hair?
Can't answer the question. For hundreds, thousands of years, all women, married women, covered their hair. Number one, I mentioned it before, Goyish shouldn't cover their hair when they were married. Sanhedrin, Nun Chesem and Beis. They Goyim don't have Kiddushin and don't have Gerushin. So how do they become married? Bulas Baal, live together. And how do they become unmarried? When she uncovers her hair, so the male and the yidn, of course, we're not going to do any less than that. Then they came to the modern world and somehow it fell apart. I don't know how. It was about sociological reasons. Not my job to discuss sociology right now. Baruch Hashem, Ach Shadara. Seems to me in today's generation, in 2015, even if you'll say that in 1915, in Lithuania, if Yeshua is correct, there would be no din Daraisa to come here. In New York, in 2015, I think there is. Because Baruch Hashem, now women are coming here all the time. It's a whole new, it's a revolution.
But there are a lot who don't.
I know, I'm fully aware. And the question is going to become, do we measure every place by its, how big a place do we take into consideration? Is every shul separate? Is every neighborhood separate? Is every city separate? I don't know. I'm not sure the answer. Because, you know... Riverdale, New York, I have to guess that probably to this day, 2015, if you take all the Shomer Shabbos women in Riverdale, my guess is the majority to this day do not cover their hair. That's my guess. In my shul, it's not that way. My shul, the majority is almost everyone covers their hair. but Ribbon El Begadol, I have to say, I don't want to say anything bad about the neighborhood, but I'm pretty sure it's still that way. I'm sure it's still that way in other parts of the city. But, so if you measure every neighborhood separately, and the Sefer Yeshua is correct, you know, you're literally not going to cover your head. That's what comes out. He said it. I don't believe me. That's why Dov copied it, photoed it, and we have it on the screen. You shouldn't not believe me. Okay, now both sides. Let's
go. The question is, did the men take off their hats first?
This I don't understand. We're talking about men. Men is a different story. I'm not going right now. I just want to go into the entire Chazara, because not everyone was here, and it's good to Chazar again. This is such an important sugya. The more Chazara we do, the better. Okay, let's go again to the Gemara. So, right side, base of the base. Kalsa Shaper Dung. Das Yehudis. Afilu Kalsa Nami Osir. Okay, so far we know what it means. Even by Kalsa, which is a, Rashi says, what's Kalsa? Sal. Yeshvo Lamala, Lamata Beis Kibu Laholmo Burosho, who Beis Kibu Lamala, Losses of Pap Plachu Pishna. So it's basically, you think it's like a wicker basket, as you can see right through it, but it covers the majority of the head. Therefore, we suggest as follows, by Das Yehudis, it's also that's Moshe now, because it's covering the head, even if you can see through it. Fine. Now, it's interesting, I want to show you the sheet of Mekubetz. Is that I can't get right? I can go back to Barilana?
E.
Okay, sheet of Mekubetz. This is all in the Mamre Kamus, the sheet of Mekubetz. I hope you saw it. Okay, watch. Watch this. Okay, here we go. Paras Rosh Isha. Aminim in Mesechah Soto, he gilsa lo as Rosha, leficha hakor megalas Rosha. Almad lo hoya lo legalas as Rosha. Umikan, the nosis stroll, shalo yate to the Prius Rosh. Kaloma, with the Omar Rachmona gabe Soto, legalas Rosha, mashmash shah and Oshim, sorrow, shalo yate to the Prius Rosh. Alma shamina miyacha. Did me do raisa havi. Tell me, do you get the Quran afkalam? Why, echat the choreo to that's yours? Omar Shmuel. Kalsa hodet na na yotze prosh ruo veres al das mairi beyotze kalsa. The below kalsa osu minat osur minat Torah. No playing around. No mitzvah to say minat Torah. No minig minat Torah. Osur minat Torah. Now the Sefer Yehoshua will still say it's an osur minat Torah which can change. That's his bar mishal chiddush. Okay? That's still possible. V'yim kalsa mutta minat Torah v'yim mishal ruo rosh. Avot das Yehudis, I feel the kalsa nami osu. What's kalsa?
I'm sorry? The pasuk doesn't say
Galus Rosh.
It says that
unmitzvah
to say untie your hair.
Oh, that's a good point. We'll get to that. We mentioned it already before. The other one says you par mitzvah to dishevel the hair. That's true. You have to do both. You have to reveal it and dishevel it. But or otherwise, and the typical woman is supposed to be covered, which is the highest level there. What's underneath we don't care about, frankly. Watch this. Watch. Rashi Madura Kama. Kalsa sal shemenachas as pap umenichos al rosh akshi poruas rosh akhilu kalsa nami lo mishum tzniyas. Why? Di hi evsha shelo yeiro sarosel bein hanisorim. You'll see the hair between, you know, a basket, a wicker basket. The hair's going to see through. That's why it's a violation of Das Yudis. Okay, b'chotzer kapnas apriyas rosh v'saga le b'kalsa. Okay? But b'chotzer, kula regilas does b'chotzer b'pruh. Pruas Rosh. Pruas Rosh. So this is Rashi, like Tosis and the Ran against the Machmir. We'll keep this for later on. We'll see. Rabosai is very, very important. Let's go back over here, Rabosai, to the Gemara. Ayin Beis Amid Beis. Says the Heilige Gemara as follows. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kal Sein Mishuk Purosh. Hey, Rabbi Rabbi Zeira, Heicha. Yilema Bishuk. That's Yehuda, see what you saw? Can't do it. Ela Bechotzer. Here's the big fight, what the next line means. Im Kein, Lo Inach the Basla, Ramavino Yoshem HaSavaz Bala. What does that mean? Rashi. Im Kein, the Bechotzer Yeshua Mishuk Purus Rosh. No one can survive, because all the girls go in the Chotzer without their head covered. Tosfos, same thing. Pirush Afilu below Kal Sanami Ein Bo Mishuk Purus Rosh. So what Rashi does is both say it's permissible for a woman to be in her chatzah without a head covered at all. Who disagrees with both sides? The Bach. And the Bach played the Nupsha. What does the Bach say? Let's read the Gemara to quote the Bach. Let's read the Gemara, can we see? Watch. Look inside, it's a little tricky, the Bach. What does it say? Ela b'chatzer. What does it mean? Rabbi Yochanan says that kalsa is no problem of pruas rosh b'chotzer pshita, because otherwise in kain in lo kain in kain in lo kain lo inach the basam shotzer about that's the bach pshat. You might call it a dochak, but the shiur carbon said it on his own as we saw already yesterday. That's the bach pshat, and we'll see the same shown, and maybe may actually hold that way as well. Fine. Let's go a little bit further, Rabbi Osai. A little further. So what's the Taka that did? So Gemara says, with Kal, so what? Mechotza lechotza derech mavon. Rashi? Delo shchichi rabbi. And therefore what? And therefore what? And therefore what? Shlosha dinim bedover, says the Ritva. De bechotza afilu below Kal, so ein ba mishum priya rosh. Uvishuk, I feel it because that's you to see. Yeah. Uvamavui, because it shall be cast alone. And the Yerushalmi says, it's a chotzer like a mavi, a mavi like a chotzer. We'll get that in detail a little bit later on. What does it mean? Ein Rabin Bokimbo, it's like a chotzer. Rabin Bokimbo, it's like a mavi. It doesn't matter what's a chotzer. Rabbo said, technically speaking, a chotzer is a yard which empties into an alleyway, which empties into the street. It doesn't depend if it's a yard or an alleyway. It depends on Shikhi Rabbana. Chotzer and Mavi are just prototypes. Chotzer means Melo Shechi Rabin. Mavi Shechi is also Yerushalmi. Rabbeinu Yonah, Pirush. Chotzer Sherabin Bokim Bo Harayu Kamavui Kolomar Kamavui Mefulash. Who cares if it's a thoroughfare or if it's a blind alley? It's an irrelevancy. It's people going through it. Potentia Shalom Bixuba. Mavi Shein Rabin Bokim Bo Kechotzer Kolomar Kechotzer Shein Rabin Bokim Bo Yidav Chotzer Bekalso Besadna Rosha Yidav Chotzer Tzubosa. Fine. Weiter. Mechotz chaderach mavui, again Rabbi Niona, Rami Arav, Dafik shoveres mechotzel verutza. Oh, whoa, important Rabbi Niona. What did Gemara say? Gemara said she's going mechotzel chotzel mederach mavui. She's going that way. And what did she do? She sits there for an hour in between. She'll go from chotzel to chotzel, and she'll take a sunbath for an hour. That's not passing through. That's sitting there. That's not included. That's not allowed. All just passing through quickly. Merutz, you're running. Kemisha holech, the ein yecholah mishem prius rosh. Avol im yotze mechotze zu, v'kodesh et kodesh chotze acheres, v'sabemes ha-movi, yeshem mishem prius rosh. You have to run through. What's the pshat you run through? What? What? You know why? Here's why. Rashi is, the Badur Kama Rashi tells you why. Look. Hare eina, what's that word? Is a hay missing. I'm convinced it's a hay missing. You have a sheet. In your hand? No. Ain't a shoha klum. Has to be missing a hay. She doesn't tarry there. Ain't a shoha klum. Has to show. We'll call it holy Jewish womb. The ain't Sarah said near klach of nail the belly band in the sun. I want to look at this girl with see her hair between the but she's running past. I can't see her. That's why it's what the marutz of a benyona is ain't a shoha a rashi madura kama. That's saying exactly the same thing.
It's much to do what then?
Mut to go with Kalsa to run through the alleyway, or to walk quickly through the alleyway. You don't want to bother putting on your whole fancy whole shetel. You have this little mini covering which covers your head, not all your, but the holes in it, like a basket. As you're going through it quickly, people can't see so well, so you're not in violation of Das Yehudis either.
I don't think that's necessarily about like specifically a Kalsa. Like, I think like if you just run, like people won't be
able to. No, Chas v'Shalom. If your hair is completely uncovered, not allowed even in such a way. Even mechotza lechotza b'derek mavet. Not allowed. Because they'll see here. It's a full view. No. That's what it said. Rabbi said this is very important. Now it's very, very critical to understand. We saw before the Ritva. What did the Ritva say? The Ritva said, why is chotzer okay? There must be a reason. The reason why it's okay is kevan she'ein sham roen, because no one is looking. Because no one is looking. Since no one is looking, that's why it's mutter. This is also Ritva. This is a little bit misleading, I believe, in the Shita Mekubetzes. This the other day. This is the, I don't know, most of Rav Kook edition. I'm not sure where they got their. I think so. But the Ritva belongs here. It's also in the Ritva. You look at the Ritva, you'll see it. So this is, Ritva says it's mutter came and changed him on. That's what I told you yesterday. In my view, if someone walks to the house, a stranger, the woman is required to come over here and make it right then. It's the same as the Shuk. The Shuk means that people see. If she walks to my house, she's sitting right opposite me. Which Rav Moshe's Shum is sound the opposite. It was an inference, right? I think our Baruch Hashem is the opposite. But the Ritva will be passed like the Ritva. Yes?
I understand a Rebbe could say that, because Chatzar Mavoi and a Shuk Kli, there's definitely a difference between all those three areas and
correct.
The numbers of people.
Right.
So what's the difference between a Chatzar and Mavoi? How many people would be?
Chatzar, no one goes in.
Zero.
No one. So you know, my private yard, no one goes in my yard. My yard!
Wait, but it's so yard you share with the people, no? Chatzar.
No, my, the backyard, to say.
No, well, there's a few houses, no, it's not a Chatzar.
Good question. We did see that Chatzar said no one. We just read it. Look what he says. Chatzar v'chatzar to Rambam. No, where's the Lord? Ruach Rosh Kevan she'ein shom roin. There's no one who sees there. So again, maybe you should have to take a chance that no one's going to go and come out at that particular moment. But if someone comes out, she has to cover here right away or run aside. I'll grant you maybe that. Maybe. Yes, sir.
According to this, that maybe the hallway of an apartment building would be a mobile she in or out in booking boat.
It's true. But it is. So she can't go bad. She can go with a right. Counselor. And, you're right. Okay. Absolutely right. And she's running from one apartment to another, just running in, running out. Yeah. That's what counselor. But she can't stay there. Has a schmooze with a neighbor. You know how tough his neighbors are. I go outside, take out the garbage. That'll be okay. Then I meet my friend, and we have an hour schmooze. Everyone's passing by. Hey, pretty hair she has over there. Yeah, that would be allowed. In a show of cloud, we saw. Okay.
What's our kolso today?
I don't know if we have a kolso today. Is this a thing? Do women have a thing which you can see through?
It's like a hairnet.
Hairnet. Yeah. Hairnet, okay. A hairnet.
Like lunch ladies? Like. I don't know what.
What word did you use?
I was thinking like lunch ladies.
What does that mean? Lunch
ladies, you know, I have a hairnet.
What does that mean? I'm not a lunch lady. It's
the
Michael.
So
the things that they wear on their head.
They're basically
hairnet.
They shouldn't get.
Yeah.
But those are basically. It's not like a wicker basket. Those are basically.
It's see-through. So we can also see-through. You can see. Yeah, I think the lunch lady will do the same thing. I think it's costume. Can they really? Okay. Fine. Okay. Now, Rabbi Osai, let's go further. The Shulta Giborim is the one who was machmer. Let's take a look, Rabbi Osai, and see it. So yes, we see it again today. Lamed Beis, or Sadi Dalet. Is it the end of Sivkot and Beis? Either way, it happens to be the same. It's a chazara yesterday. What does he say? Watch this. Quote the Lashon Riyaz. The Lohoisa Kalsa Roshari do Asturim and Atora Shenemar. This is a bit Berhei Yutches in our edition. Uparat Rosh Yisha, Asher Lothrol. Vafilu bechotzer asura lotzeis below kalsa rosha v'kachi shitas taman eretz Yisrael the Yerushalmi and the Bach the Bavli goes that way too. He reinterpreted the Bavli as we saw yesterday. I wanted to show you again in the Shulta Giborim, black on white. He says it befeish. Now, what exactly did the Yerushalmi say? What did the Yerushalmi say? So the Yerushalmi said, I guess we should take a look at the Yerushalmi. Why not? We have the Yerushalmi today. Yerushalmi. Talmud Yerushalmi. I know it's here, it's in Sukkot, so I'm not so to Halacha Vav. Here the Halacha Vav starts. Rabosai, where is it? Oh! Watch. That's how long, short. Verosha Parua Lachotze. Amru, Kavachom Lamavit. Abchia Barabi Yoch, and I also say, Bekaplitin. Shalom, Eva Vishim Rosha Parua. Another tema, lechotze. So chotze with kapalton, with some kind of a covering, which is like we assume that kalsa. Right? Aval amavu yesh v'shem yotze v'roshem perua. And now yesh chotze shuk amavu, yesh amavu shuk amavu. Chotze amavu yorek amavu, yorek amavu, yorek amavu, yorek amavu. End of the sugya. See, clarity with shalmi, you have to cover your hair, even in the chotze. Nu, so that's the shulti gibor of quotes. Beferish. So the Bach has this amazing pshat in Agamor. Rabbi said, Rabbi Moshe said, we saw the Peshuvah Rabbi Moshe, only a chotzer and not the bias. And he quotes that the Bach, in his long piece, keeps using the word chotzer. Rabbi Moshe is correct. However, I want to show you one word in the Bach, which Rabbi Moshe didn't pick up on or didn't want to pick up on. I don't know, take a pick. In the first Yatur, is it a Chazar again? Bach. Watch the Bach. Wait a minute. No, I made a mistake. Wrong place. It should be Kuf Tetzvav. My mistake. Here we go. He does an amazing shot. Let's see his amazing shot again. One more time. Look up shot. Watch this. Loop shot. Loop shot. Epshel the Farshi Surah. The Chotza the Chotza, the Sokham Bavi, the Chusim, the Mitpach, as Laura did. Lava Veris Al Dasi, Shetetse, Avamir Dava Shena Havanu, Tumiloch, etc., etc. Avamatochat Seir Havanu. Shemuchus and Pachas. Pru the Gami Asa, Phil Mechatsera. He killed that to be a Rambam, a Rabbein of the Tour. If you also Mechatsera, the Chatz, the Rambam, and Rambam Bokambo, Lotate to be Bali de Kach, came Shemuchus and Pachas, Abu Dabash and Hoganu. Abu Shaloha Mechatsera, Tabu Hoganu came into Mechas and Pachas. How Pru was the Gami Asa? I feel Nisha Mechatsera. I the Gemara, his Nupsha. Look at his trap. Look at the trap. I the Gemara, the Bechotzer, came out with Ravino, Hachi Berusha. E Bechotzer, Ka'amar, the Kalsa, Eba, Mishim, Pruos, Rosh, Hopshiti! Below Itchuk, Rabbi Yochan, and Ashminon. The East of the Kalsa, Bechotzer, Abdabar, Hoglunu, Bechotzer, Abdabar, Mishim, Bala, they all walked away with one covering. U Mishani, even the Bechotzer, the Chatzero, Derek Mavoy, that's also no Pruos, Rosh. Bechotzer, Ebel Kalsa, also Pruos, Rosh, the Gamre. Notice, he keeps saying chatzeh, never said beis. Keep going. Watch this. I lo teitze, yotze mechusam mit pachas. Mechatzeh o lemavu, shenu mefulash. O mechatzeh o lechot shen ram bokebo. Hosu lo teitze. Ava shenu hovenu. Ava mnisha mechatzeh o, dava hovenu en, kshem mechusam mit pachas. Ava puras ushe gamri osu. Finisha mechatzeh o. That's a rambam rabbein. That's a oruch. Ava mechotze mechalsam mishem puras rosh. Mashma, I feel mnisha mechatzeh o bin nekilsa. Hochi noob chod mu Yisrael. Watch this. Watch this. That filu b'fnei anshe beisa ain a shrua pruos rosh lo b'pachas v'chim v'rosh lo k'perish rashi. The problem with the last line, you get an impression of the last line that the Bach is saying, not only in the chotzer, but even in the bais. Not completely 100%, but that's what it sounds like, Rabosai. Fine. Now, Rabosai, I want to show you something else. Yes?
I started to keep asking, but what's the difference between a bais and a chotzer then according to
it? A bais is a house, indoors. Chutz is outdoors, it's a yard.
Where are you chutz? The sky can't see there.
Yeah. The yard is still more than the bed. Come on, the yard is still more than the house.
Does that include your, like, your own yard?
Yeah, private yard, still more. Still a lot of private yard. Not the yard where everyone walks in. Still a lot of private yard. That's in the precious of cotton yard. Watch this. Everyone look inside the precious of cotton yard. Watch. We did. Hachof is called Gufa Kmotalis. Kachol Anoshim. Shadaka Bekachmos and Mokh. Engwas Aloma Kachol Anoshim Sheva Olo. But the Ayan Gimel, he said, Mokh Shadar Hanoshim Shalolets the Bekipa Shavar Shalavad. Hachi Alera did. Masha Shein Bechol Amok Am Noag Adas Es Mesech Zuri Din. Oh, yes, Shlomar. Shein Shlomar Ben Kiva Lemet Pachas. Shekipa Barosha Oz Ein Noag Am Bechol Makom Am Zuri Din. Amo Shein Kiva Barosha Am Lemet Pachas V'Almo Bechol Makom Am Zuri Noag Adas Es Bekeim Below Zuri Din. So it goes to a whole discussion, Rabbi Osai. I'm reading the wrong piece. Hold on. I guess when I called you, they called you an Aleph. It's the same kasha. What do you mean? Lo teitze. It's mutter. Rashi ran. Look what he says. Yesh yashet bedocha. Look what he says. Amazing. Below. The hard the mutter hainuk she'ain sham ish. If nobody's there, then it's mutter. Uva mavim a foolish teitze. Afal pi she'ain sham ish. Why? Kevin is shrikin berabim. The guy can walk in any second. Lots of below. Kamash le bechotze. Watch this now. Afilu yesham ish. The asa lechatchila milo teitzei avur zeh. Whoa! An amazing chiddush in the prisha. Amazing chiddush in the prisha. Amazing. She won't go. She would not be teitzei. I would have said teitzei. Once somebody's there, it's like the shuk as far as I'm concerned. No, 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 no. That's what he suggests. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Everybody told you that the Bar Heitiv says. And unfortunately, for some crazy reason, the Bar Heitiv is not in your, not in Bar Ilan. I'll read it to myself. Bar Heitiv is on the Maram Akomas, maybe you saw it already. Simen Kuf Tes Vav, Bar Heitiv, Sivkotin Tes. Those who have it should open up, if you have it. Sivkotin Tes writes as follows. Lav Davka B'Shukha B'Chotzer, Elakol Sheroen Osa Ovre Derech Overes Hadas Mikri. They see her own home. The window is open. It's also over. That's what he says. At least that's Yehudis. Ad kan, I read you from the Bar Heitiv. Fine. The Gra. Have you seen Shulchan Aruch yet? No. It's only in the Torah so far. I have to start all over again. Start the Shulchan Aruch, then we'll see the Gra. What does it say over here? What does it say? Watch. Yotzeh l'shuk olamavi mefulo shem b'chazer ram bokem bo v'rosha perua ve'elev edit k'chol anashim. Okay? Now notice he quotes the Yerushalmi that the Chotcher Bog was like a Marav foolish. Quotes the Yerushalmi, right? So then what? It's like a shuk, thoroughfare. Here is milk with pachas. That's already a problem. Adka. So what could be bad? He quotes one line. The Gra is not happy with this one line. Mamish, one line, the Gra is already complaining. What's he complaining about? What could be so bad over here? Watch this. Is this the Gra? All right. Rambam, Eviyahu Atur, Pirish Kalsa, Avu Ramalo Kosav Chotzer Klal. I'm never worried about Chotzer. Ela Movei Befulish Bulvad. Mash Chotzer Begamora, Me Chotzer Lechotzer Derech Mavui. Hainu Mavui She'ena Befulish Davka. A blind alley. You can't get through. No thoroughfare. Vihishmit HaYerushalmi Hanal. The Rambam left out the whole Yerushalmi Yish Chotzer. Kemovei Mavui. The Chotzer left the whole thing out. Aval Rosh Hashar Poskim, Sheviu Hayerushalmi, Ala Gemara Mechotzer Lechotzer, Svilu, the Chotzer Sharabim Bokembo, Umavui, Rabosai, listen carefully, listen very carefully, Rabosai, Davka below Kalsa, different than Shuk, Vishayn Yaman Bokembohem, Avalo Kalsa Mutter, Rashi Vitoisis, Vidivitush Onoruch Tzorachiyun, why? Half like the Rambam, half like the Rosh. Av sheish lomad v'gemara shalona v'mavoy shenim v'fulish. V'ayishal v'mavoy v'fulish. Well, near it came v'divri apostle. So the Gra said to Shulchan Aruch, neither here nor there. Neither here nor there, neither. If you want, Rabbi Osai, if you want to go to this Bobi Ian, if you want, you bring me to Mother Birchas Elio from downstairs, and I will go over Bobi Ian if you'd like. Yes, sir.
I don't know exactly how to explain this, but if you have a woman in her house,
yes,
and you said there's an issue if there's windows if you want to look in.
That's right.
If the windows are like lattice or something,
it'll be like, Kyle, you're suggesting. That's your bar from yesterday.
Yeah.
The lattice makes it the coast. Fine. Sounds sharp to me.
But what if someone's looking for their shish rabbi?
So what? Still it's like Kyle.
It depends where she is?
No, but it's still not allowed because Kyle is not allowed. Oh. It depends if they're going to be peeping toms. That's the answer. We saw the whole heter of Carlson and Schuster in a mavoi because people can't, they don't see so well. They can just, she sits this, she show her, it's a problem. The same as if she shows a problem, what if she's eating lunch and there's some peeping tom with his magnifying glass trained on her beautiful blonde hair that's sticking through her calça, and he sits there for an hour with Mari. Pretty. And it wouldn't be allowed. But if you can't have a peeping tom, after the cops will call, the cops are vagrants or something like that, then it'll be like passing through. Because the person who's walking is passing through. I don't know if she passes through or if he passes through. Doesn't matter if the cows is on the head or in the window. I'm a big liberal. Yes?
Was not locked on someone in someone else's house?
Is anyone else there?
Maybe not.
That depends on that. If not, let's say a woman goes to a girlfriend's house and there's nobody there but the two of them. It's like her own house, in my opinion. What's the difference? No, it's all females. Yes?
Like Skype and things like that.
Skype. A woman's in her house Skyping and there's a man on the other side. She has to cover her hair. I would say yes. She's looking at her hair live. Yeah. It's a problem.
It wasn't live, it's okay.
Not live. Interesting question. Her husband will take a picture of her. Husband's like, that's all right. And they'll show it to all his friends. It's not live. I think it's a bad idea, frankly, but it's an absolute violation. We'll see. What I want to do, I brought in the sefer to show you, Rabbi Osai. This is an unbelievably great sefer called Es Tznuim Chachma, Volume 1. I have two of them. Written by the Rosh Yeshiva of Karnei Shamron, Hezi Yeshiva, Rabbi Shmuel Heber, and it's Meredith. And we discuss all these things, pictures, and it's all in here. This is the second line. All in. Yeah.
So, along with line of picture, what if you were to, like, Photoshop, like, someone else's hair or something into it? It's clearly not her hair. I mean, it's the same thing as, like, a shaytel.
Well, now there's a new industry.
If you replace
the new industry, gentlemen. You know the new industry? They go back to old wedding pictures and they put shaytels on people's heads.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely.
Yeah.
They put shaytels on people's heads. I kid you not. I'm not kidding around. Right, let me go back to the Taz. Taz have cut in head. Watch this. Look what he says. It's very important, Taz.
Look
what the Taz says. Watch this. The Hamakshin be Gemara, and now Gemara that Ayin Beis. Look, open the Gemara again. Ayin Beis and his base. There's a Makshin and a Tarsa. The Taz explains that the Makshin only knew about two levels. No, it wasn't so sophisticated. Three levels. Come on, it's going to three different levels. Hamakshin, look. Hamakshin be Gemara, the Rakhmi Shnei Chalukas. Shuk, the chutz of the yichidus, the only two levels. As a parach, he married Yochanan b'shuk. He is Yisudas Yehudis. I feel it b'kalsa. He mechutz yichidi shel adam echad. Ho ein shem priyas rosh. I feel it b'gamri. The local and nachla bas. The regular pshat. The mali chutz shlo a chedesh lo on bedroom. Kevin she ein shem adam acher. My pshat. There's nobody there. Or most, a husband's there, a son is there. Shani, no. Yeshem chalukah shlishis. Drei halachas. Tahayna mechotz al lechotz derech bovin. Ploshchiach rabin. Avok tzas bokin shom. Bazeh. Min ha-torah. Ein shem priya filo legarmi. Because it's semi-private. Ela shemitza. And if you ask my psha, my time with the drosha, because people know she is. Everyone knows she's married. It's right inside our own heart. Right out of our own house. The whole reason is one apple, two apples. That's in the street. This is her in front of her house. Yeah. Ella, Shemitzad Das Yehudis, Yeshba Mepriya Legamri, yeah, it's totally exposed. Uva Kalsa, and it's a cloud. Umazamari Rabbi Yochanan. Now watch. The problem is the tour. Umashimhochi Shaper Omar Atur. Tibachotar Sheena Rabbi Mitsuyan Shah. Pirish, Abakhtsat Spoken Shah. Boze Lo Tetse. Why? Kevin Sheyesh Ola Kalsa Ukamo Shamarni. But it means it's mutter. That's Lo Tetse. Aber bechot zu yechidi legamrei, ein she misa fila bepriya legamrei. Vim dorm shem anashem achayim, gam ken avi dina kem amav eshen ima foolish, den beo hep lakim bekaz al kol nicham besad tashmaya, ein kam achlokas pina tur vatoysis klau. Wow, how can that be? What's he saying? What's he saying? It means as follows we're both saying. It means, like this. Toysis is mekel in a chot zu yechidi. There, het the gum. And the tour is asering in the middle stage of Chotu Aksas Volkenbo. Oh, if that's what he means, that's Gavaldik. So he's saying like Chiddush Niflo. If she goes out without her hair covered in a Chotu Sherabim Aksas Volkenbo, not Rabim Aksas Volkenbo, then unbelievable then. Lo Tetze, even though she's in violation. That's what the Taz is saying. He has this new chiddush. The kash against the tour. What do you mean? Lo teitze, it's heter. No, it's heter in the privacy of the house. Chotze shekatzas bolkenbo is asur, but she doesn't lose the ksuba. A new kash. That's what the Taz says. Read it again. Tour is the chotze shein rabba mitzuyin sham pirish. Abu tzas bolken sham, but zel lo teitze. Why? Why lo teitze? Kei v'sheish la kalsa. Sheish la kalsa. But the Torah said, Lo Tetze, he went out Kalsa. Let's look again in the Torah. Is the Torah here? You have the Torah? Yeah. Is that what he said? Is this to me? Here's the Torah. What did the Torah say? Chot Hashem Rabbim Bokembo, Lo Tetze. So the Kash is Lo Tetze, it should be Butter. Chazer again. Keva chen b'chusub itself, teitze, Rambam says, teitze l'ksubu, da'afyos l'b'chusub Rambam, or b'movi am a foolish, or b'chosh am b'okubu, that's what Rambam says shuk. Ab'movi sh'ein am a foolish, v'chotze sh'ein am a b'okubu, right, then what's it in? Lo teitze. But it's usher, Abosai. What's the case? Is it usher? Ain't Rabbin Bokenbo, but Miatama Bokenbo. And what if it's privacy completely? Hefe Gomer. So the Chiddush is, according to the Taz, is a case where it's prohibited, but Lo Tetze. We don't have such a case. Only the Taz made this up, Shat in the Torah. We don't have such a case. Whatever it's prohibited, it's Tetze. No. Prohibited. Now, what is it prohibited? Again, one more time. I thought Pshat is. Davkos is Cain. What's Cain? What's Cain? She's going with him at Pachas. Half covered, partially covered. Partially covered. Can we read it again one more time? Kalsa Barosh. No, we did. Teite below ksuba. When is that? Parsha covers. She loses the ksuba. When did she lose the ksuba? She's a rabbin, foolish, rabbin bokum. Then she loses the ksuba. But mava shame me foolish. Chotze rabbin to the in between stage. Bokum. Then what? Then lo teite. What do you mean lo teite? Lo teite if she's wearing this kalsa.
Why is it referred to? Whoa. Lo teite from the marriage.
1 second. Lo Tetze from the marriage. That's what it means. Lo Tetze from the marriage. That's what it does mean. Lo Tetze from the marriage.
So she didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, but the Beis Yosef didn't learn that pshat. Lo Tetze means she did something wrong. And he asked, what she do? What she do wrong? But she didn't do anything wrong. But I have a better question, a more important question. What's it talking about? With the kalsa or out of kalsa? Rabbi, help me out with the Torah. Help me out this tour. Help me out again. Rabbi Moshe, help me out. Rosh Perua means, no, the whole tour is not Perua completely. With the Kalsa. The whole tour is only by Kalsa.
So he doesn't distinguish.
Oh, he doesn't get the Perua Lagamri. That doesn't, it's not a word. It doesn't say a word about it. In the whole tour, an interesting thing. It doesn't say a word about Perua Lagamri.
It doesn't matter.
You know why? Because presumably, that might be worse than Das Yudas. I mean, whether it's Doraisa, why did he call that? Why did the Torah say talk about Perua Lagamri? Why not? And the answer might be, because that would be also the Doraisa. It's not Das Yudas. You wouldn't necessarily call it Das Moshe, because it's not Machshel him. I have a deal from the Torah, it's also the Doraisa. That's why he didn't call it Das Yudas. But, I just want to say, because it's found in the Torah. We spoke about that before. In any event, the whole tour never mentioned about Perua Lagamri anywhere. They only talk about Kalsa. Right? So what's the name of Kalsa? Let's chazer what's Kalsa. What is Kalsa? In a very public place, Teitze, Das Yudas. In a semi-private place, then what? Lo Teitze. What is Lo Teitze? It's Hefta Gomer. That's the base of Yosef's Kasha. Right? But let's read it again one more time. This is very important. This tour, I have to read it so many times. Watch. Yesh etzmo rabbeinu shekosel avimovi shen mefula shchoshen man bogobo lo teitze de mashma lo teitze mi bailai dekach af al pi shudav shen hagan means what? Even with kalsa fakert v'chotz afil epuos rosh mamish lesson bo. Here's a double question of the Beis Yosef against the Torah. So this says the Taz no. Taz says no. Pruas Rosh. In the privacy of a home, with Takabi Motu, like Rashi and Tosfos. But the in between stage, when it comes to Kalsa, it's not a Chatchila, this Lo Teitze. Agamar is only Hope the Yevit. That's what the Taz says, track from the tour. Okay. Interesting. Nowhere does it discuss the case of Perua Lagamri, because it's not Das Yudas. It's the Easter Daraisa, or at least the Midrash Daraisa, as we said before. Now, Rabosai, a little bit further. So we said before that the Rashi, that the Shita Gubetz is awesome with the Daraisa, not just a mini deraisa, also a deraisa. Rav Moshe said it's chazer again that the Easter deraisa is only by an eshes sish, not by an almona. But the Sefer Yeshua said fakert, right? Fakert. The Easter deraisa by almona too. If that's the mini, all depends upon the mini. That's what Sefer Yeshua said. Good. It's another tshuva Rav Moshe we never saw yet. It's an amazing tshuva which is very relevant. The first tshuva Rav Moshe doesn't happen so much nowadays. She has to cover, she can't wear, if they cover her, she'll lose a job. Is that still true today? You lose a job for covering your hair? Wear a shape? I can't believe you lose a job. But this is relevant.
It's a shadow that someone doesn't wear a sheet, it's also for them to lose their job if they're wearing like a tickle or a hat.
That's true, but wearing a shape, you're not going to lose your job. What's going on? Gaelic Dalit and Ebenezer. Similar to days. Look at this tshuva. Unbelievable. I got this tshuva many times. Watch this. Am I looking so right? Hod in estapek v'isha tse'ira gerusha she'eina ritzona she'yedu she'ayis in esua. She doesn't want to never know she's divorced. She'lechein ritzona lelechas b'li kisirosh. Avshik tzon le Ramos, Gabi Efshel le Ramos. Tere Yodim is there, Kol Makirel. Everyone knows she's divorced. When she yearns to Liso, so Avada Yishal Alea, Yomelo Shigusha, at the end of the day, he'll find out. Uve Medina Seinu Bechreach Yeda Eis Rishibasa Be City Hall. Look at this line here. See it? City Hall. See that? Sheol Aval Kvar, second marriage. Ala Kavanosa, the Acha Shiakirosa. First they'll meet. Hey, she's pretty. Because she sees how pretty she is, and her hair is uncovered, and everything. Abuk she yede mitchila she grusha, lo yirtzalach shel odol sa klal. You know what's going on? Pillay ployim. Rav Moshe is saying, v'udav v'mavah she shavosh is there. Rav Moshe is saying, a girl's allowed to go out with a boy, and not tell him she's divorced. I'm the Rav of Sawyer with Sinai. I would never allow this. You're going to hide the fact that you're divorced on the first date? You want to meet someone? I would move Rav Moshe up a little bit differently. You meet someone at a party, at a mixer, at an event, singles event, and you don't tell him. You're not looking to tell him. I guess that's a chat Rav Moshe. If it's a shidduch date, you have to tell him. But it's not a day, they meet in camp, I don't know, they meet in school. She wants to have an appearance of a single girl.
Didn't you have a similar tshuva for a person who wasn't a psula?
Not that I know. Watch this. In Yesh Tatira, Kmo Shei Tarti B'tshuva, Ebed Ezer, Simen Dun Zayin, we saw, La'amona, Shuz Tzrich L'Stak, Ebed Atzal, Lefan Ez Bonev, La'rotz L'itin L'Mishra, Kizu, El Adaf, Kemim Lo, Ktichas, Es Rosha. Is it a good comparison? Says Rav Moshe, Vadai Tzodak Tkota Rosam, Yesh Lahatir Gamla, why? It's a bigger loss to lose a husband than to lose a job. Lose a potential husband, she has to walk around a shetel. So Rav Moshe's mad to her, take off her head covering in order to find a shidduch. Unbelievable. What? Wait, we're not done yet. If we stop here, it'd be great. But we can't stop yet. That would be intellectually dishonest. The grush should serve the chassis rosh. I'm keeping the rice of the das yudis. Period. Look at the last line. Avot tzricha leida. Should be mokum she'ein lo lochush. When there's no problem of covering the hair being an impediment to a remarriage. Tzricha le chassis rosh lo tia buteras agave b'shul zeh. I want to go beyond Rav Moshe. A woman is always being seen. Wherever she is, she's being seen by somebody or other. And the more she's seen with the pretty hair, the better chance it is for her to get remarried. Rav Moshe didn't say that. I called Rav Moshe a friend. She goes to a date. She's going to a party. Fine. But she's going to work in the office. Not that way. But even in the office, there's some people look at her and say, hey. So I want to take Rav Moshe to another degree. And I want to rely upon it, not in every single case, but in cases where the woman wants to uncover her hair. For what reason? Many want to uncover the entrance to get married, but they suffer tremendous psychological damage that they're still somehow under the thumb of their first husband. Especially if the first husband hit them, and I've had such cases, or abuse them in some other way. In any event, I just want to bring it to your attention. Yeah.
I mean, we care about the women, but like, why should the psychological factor play any role in deciding what the halacha is?
Oh, makes it a shas atzchak. We know shas atzchak with more makel.
So like, everything said, divorced men don't have to wear their hair.
Divorced women?
Yeah.
I think if they ask me, I tell them that they should cover their hair. But if they ask me for a heter, I'm pretty quick to give it to them if they can't handle it otherwise. Now, I want to say in certain circles, if a divorced woman won't cover her hair, guys won't go out with her. She's a prutzer. It's expensive. I always said to go, where do you want to get remarried? Where? Want to get married to someone from Lakewood? But forget it. It's a cover your nose, someone look at you. And then you want to go to the west side? Forgive me. So then maybe the other way around. So, you know, it depends. Rabbi, watch this now. Watch this. Listen to this tshuva. Amazing tshuva. Watch. Tavshin Yotes, 1959. I told you, I moved to Kew Garden Hills in 50 in Tavshin Yotes, the year before this. I told you in a shul of 400 members, two women covered there. The Rebbetzin and one other. That was it. That's when Rabbi is writing. It's important to know what he's writing.
The other tshuva was written around this time also.
Could be.
It was before the Supreme Court case. On Muslims wearing head coverings.
Long with Muslims. But Va'isha She'ena wrote to the Chasel Sarbas Manazer. She'va'vonoseno Rabbin. Watch this. Rove Nushim. Everybody's not lying. I'm taking an amazing rove, a tremendous rove. Af Mishom Re Torah Mizalzlin Bezer. Let's understand what's going on in 59. We'll call the Hasidish world was tiny, the Yeshivish world was very small. So the majority of the people will call what we call today modern, if you want to use that term. And they didn't cover their hair. Today, the Hasidim are an absolute majority of Jews in New York City. I mean, from younger ages. In terms of the children in school, they did a survey, an absolute majority is chassidim. More than the yeshivishes and the medarishes put together. But that's what they did. It's going to get increasing. When they last, Rabbi Marvin Schick, who's a big good Jew, did a survey, approximately one half were chassidim, one third were yeshivish, one sixth what he called modern centrist, whatever you want to call them. So people think that, you know, that the whole world is that's using tunnel vision. Whatever, not for now. Okay. Rov Nashim Shomer Torah Mezal Zemazeh in Mechuyim Degarshim. Hine. Bizman Hazeh Shein Megarshim Bal Korcha Ein Ogez Al Amaisim. The Bishul Zeh Al Nata Legarshim Bal Korcha Lisi Shacheres. Forget it. El Ein Ogez El Gani Nek Suba Lo Yitztach Abali Dino Kol Kach Mos Ach Shatz Al Kabbal again. Remember the first week we spoke about that? Remember, it's all negotiations. The Suba is irrelevant nowadays. Uv Guf Adavah. Kevin Bizman Hazeh Ein Lach Shiva Prutza Bazeh. You hear what's going on? Kevin Shaharbe Mizalos Bazeh. Ain Lafsida Tsubasa. Rav Moshe's revolution. Today, I don't know about 2015. 1959, a woman that covers her hair, she does not lose the tsub.
But it wouldn't apply.
I think today it'd be different, you're right. Vim Yeda Habal Vim Yoda. Habal Mitchila. Kshenesa. Shene wrote to the Chasis Haseya. When we come from the Saw because of the Ksuba. Af im hoya lezeb is man shiroba nashim mechasa tzaron kedin nami lo hoya tzaron in loksuba. Let's say a guy today in 2015. He talks to this girl. Yeah, you're gonna come here. No, he marries her anyway. So she'll not want for the ksuba. Get divorced a year later. Give me my ksuba. He said no. People don't. What do you mean? I did a survey with Rabbi Schick. Most women in New York are covering their hair today. You faker, you. We went out, you said, you're not going to cover it. Now you want to use it against me. And back and forth, there's a ksuba. His husband is a big faker. He wants to pat them the ksuba, because I told you in advance that I'm not going to cover my hair. What are you talking about? So Rav Moshe, af im hoya rov, I told the ksuba. Yodin is trusting his chayim the ksuba. What are you talking about? Dina gemara hu rak, kshul yoda shechoshav shetisnak echol baros yisro, haksheris, hu v'sof ha-ratsa. Uh-oh. I know, unfortunately, women, when they get married, they cover their hair, and after a year, they stop. Unfortunately. Period. Finished. Okay? Adka. Adka. Rabbi Vajir, Rabbi Osai goes even further. Right? Further than that. Rabbi Vajir is found. Where's Rabbi Vajir? Oh, I get him. Where's Rabbi Omer? Rabbi Omer? No. Where are you? I want, this is in Eben Ezer. Chelikim. Rav Avadja is in Simon Chof Aleph. Watch this. Isha Isha Shalom Zochu. Means they're getting divorced. Ubal the Bezdin, they're fighting. He wants Gerishin, she wants Shalom Bayis. Yeah. Okay. Complicated story. Watch this. And he says, look, he's complaining. His wife walking around the streets with cover on hair uncovered without sleeves. And if he's watching, she loses a ksuba. She says, are you faking you? You faker, you! What are you talking about? The pictures with them in bathing suits. And she's going to bring the picture to Besdin. Now she's making fake. What's it then? Habal ain't tocho kibaro. He's faking. If an excuse to Pat of Nuxuba, she didn't cover here. You knew full well she's not going to cover here. What's it then? This kind of a situation where both sides, he says, that she does not forfeit the ksuba. But I want to say something here. I don't have time to read the whole ksuba. The whole tshuva is at least 13 osios, at least. Yes?
Is the reason why there's more for the ksuba of uncommon hair because it's chash
donus? Oh!
Why does it make a difference?
Oh, watch this. Watch this. Lule de mistapina rabosai. Rabbi is afraid of the Rebbe. I've never heard this before. That's Yehudis. Chatifusa. Umishum chashash znus. Who the mapsuda? The only reason you lose your ksuba is chashash znus. Piske Rosh, we saw this. We saw this a few times. Right? Fine. Znus. Miri. Smeir. Fine. Watch this. Question whether she did, was Mazana, will be Mazana. Watch this amazing, amazing Chiddush, Rabbi Osai. Lomar, watch this. Dafka bedoros ha-kodmen da'inin and hachi. Sherov k'chol ha-noshim tznuos b'lushen. Ha-poretzes gedera tznius overes al-das. Reyach ha-skoso ki nafesh yikor ha-totsud. V'nosen ha-smokom l'chashit b'shol z'chashol z'nus. Shapir tzikor ha-zaganav. She's the only one in town to uncover the hair. Who's going to come after? Some bad guy. Al bezman hazeh, shedoshu rabin belvushim modernim kaela. Lishmar ochos Paris. Paris. He spells Paris with a tzadi. Zion with a tzadi. Paris is where all the fashions come from. Rabbi was not afraid to call things the way they are. Paris fashion is Paris. Paris, Paris. I like that. Vodichel amarayel lememar. Akulu de Chashiri has no schas v'shalom. So Hashem want to say that every girl dresses like a Paris fashion says this is nus? Not true. Here's such a thing. Shereinos is kena b'toch shigua. That's how they buy in the sheds. What they see in the rack. Lo nechshu al dvarim chamurim shos nus. V'limo mal v'balein. Hare l'davon libeinu yiduim mikrum rabbi shekama bonos. Shlo kibru l'chirin echarei litor. L'amros v'tzonan l'ilbo shpigle tzniyus. Both shows may have Rosan, the Valhitnos, the Lago, the Kellis. She wanted to from, but her friends would make fun of her. It certainly was true when her value wrote the children. I don't know what year, but now things turned around a little bit. It's embarrassed for me to dress from. In came Bavada, Shane Lochish, Bechayotibo, the Chashat's Nus. Come, come, Amy, or Daniel Lakachas, the Shonakil of Masha, the Kons Chazal. Alpha Bisha, Evsha, the Bottle of Tal, the Bottle of Zayr. Remember, we're very sad that it looks similar. Chicken out with it. Well, my gab, she ate my Indian, she was very sad that's me, he said, oh, yotz. Okay, so I'm going to sniff the album, did it be done. How do you like that? And why else? The Metavche Sholom Ben Zugos Galen, the marriage counselors. She Isha Olefs with Prosh Peru's Rose Magus. The Kones Beovia called the Tashnim Benim to try to make Sholom Bias. The God of Hashem should be the Shem Nichol Bekdusha Nilcham Ayin. I mean, Ishto. What's he saying like this? Even though they're not so frum, she's not covering her hair, she's still trying to make Shalom Ishto. That's all. And therefore, if a man is a Baal Tshuva, or his wife doesn't want to cover her hair, and they have children, Yuchal Lismoch Al Atam Anal Lahatlo the Kaima. But not that I have to divorce her. I some poskim say averes al das mitzvah legarish as lekaima b'zman hazeh hein yodel ha'akum itam adal adayin tzorich yid b'zeh. How do you like that? And anyway, chodes tzuvin in the dance shabal mamid ponush nishor koshi makes believe it's a frum yid u'bikir b'yos b'zavir a faker legarish b'al kor l'oksuba. No, the hofer at soso. We should tell the woman she should cover her hair. We should do. Ad kana bavadja, Rav Osai. Unbelievable bavadja. He's the greatest. He says like this. Oh. So now Rav Osai is a base mayor. Do we have base mayor on the first year of Shulchan Aruch? It's Let's take a look. I don't think so. I wanted it more than once. Maybe we do have it. I don't remember anymore. Shulchan Aruch. I have it in front of me. I'll read it to you, but I'd like you to see it yourselves. Base. No. Let me read it to you. I have a base name. The base name is in Simon Kuf Tezvov. And I want to read you, not the Beis Meir himself, which is also important, what are you doing? Beis Meir himself, the Kuf Tezvov, which is Hagos, the bottom of the Beis Meir. So when you look it up later on, you'll hopefully be able to find the Hagos on the bottom. Watch this. The long Hagos. Do you want to make a picture? This is much better print. You can do it in a second, right? Why not? This only the bottom. To make it, you know. Look at this. This is a new thing. We're going to sing.
This over here?
Just this. That's all I want. Make it big. Yeah. Make it big. No, the bigger you make it, the better. I guess you have to bit up it sideways. Flip it. So, babe, done?
In a minute.
Not so fast. Picture worked?
Yeah.
Oh. Once it's working, take it back. What did the Beis Meir say? Watch this. The Beis Meir said that if a woman who's married doesn't cover her hair, it's not smoking. I mean, what do you want? What Beis Meir? The Rambam says. Rambam, what do you want from the poor Beis Meir? Watch this. So the Ragos Agoin Rabbi Baruch Frankel is going to ask the Kasha against the Beis Meir. That's what the Beis Meir said himself, not that critical for the moment right now. Oh, you got it sideways, right?
Yeah.
Did you give it?
Yeah.
How do you do that? Upside down. There you go. Watch this. Everyone, Kamal, can you see it? Big enough?
Good enough.
Move forward. Please move forward. I'm able to see it. Dvar of Tmuim al Doveres al Das Moshe Ein El B'Machshelas Es Bailo. Then he Ocheles Chelav Adam Mikol Makom Ein El Inyan Afsaras Kaksubim B'Chlal Doveres al Das Moshe. We saw that in the Rosh, right? El Mishum Yichud is Princess. So that's why it's terrible. He's talking about Yichud now for the moment. And if the Torah would not have asked it, it wouldn't be Asr. I both say, and by Goyim, is it Asr for a boy and a girl to be in the same room? They don't consider that to be a problem. I don't think so. I don't know what they consider these days anyway. Okay, watch this. I think Gemara Sakasha, watch this. Pruas Rosh Doraisi, Umaforish Rashi, Hamilo Korle Das Moshe. Ain't that Kavonish Shateyote Shalom Biksuba Machosh Ovo Das Moshe? No, Rashi never meant that. Kien Hefsuk Suba Elamachos Apritus. Ika Kushta Gemara Eno Alishta Demasnisen. My first shear of the year of this man. That was the first thing out of my mouth. It's a Baruch Frankel. Ksiva Lo Ksiva. Not doing the Chomer Iser. I was Mechavet to the girl for this Gedolei Ador, of Baruch Frankel. Look, it says it Beferish. It says it Beferish. Beferish. Lish to the Masnissim. Lama Korolei Das Yudis, Lo Korolei Overes Al Das Moshe. That's an exilum of Makkos Apritus. Wow. Such an important, that line is so important, it was worth taking a picture. Just to see that line. That's the Pshat. It's a matter of the Lashon, as I told you. This being the case, Rabbi Ose, as I told you from the beginning, there's no Raya from our Gemara, there's an Issa Doraisa at all. No Raya at all, none. As a matter of fact, all you see from our Gemara is that there was a minig for women who were married to cover their hair. And that's what I want to show you in the Sefer of the grandson of the Yeshua's Yaakov. Where he says it beferish, black on white. Look at this. There's nowhere in the Torah say explicitly the woman who's married has to cover her hair. 2 days in Rashi quotes. The first day is Shver, second day is the main, as Rashi himself says, Ika. Fine. Watch this. The Mizeh ain Raya. From this is only a Raya. You want to maybe take a picture of this? I'll show it tomorrow. Take a picture tomorrow? I'll give it to you. I'll begin reading, and we'll see it tomorrow. I'm going to read you that for 2 minutes to read it, and then we'll stop and see it tomorrow on the screen. Rak shayam minit kodem Yisrael shle tzeitzena hanoshim kruos rosh ava mikol mokom ein mikan raya le'isir Torah. Rak de'ikar ayoso v'detzivsa Torah lefro rosh yishazu k'dei l'navlo gil solano. Here's a critical phrase now. Sherotzon Hashem Yisborach sheyishoro b'minhoga makodom hazeh Lotte's Pruos Rosh. The Gnai Elohim, the Fro Rosh, and Beshuk Bifnei Rabbi. See what's going on? It's God's wish, not his command. It's an expression in English. Your wish is my command. All you see is it's Rotzon Hashem. The Ritva writes in Rosh Hashanah to Zion, all Asmachtis is Rotzon Hashem. The Rambam said that the way. He doesn't call it by name. He says Apokursus. Remember, I kid you not. The Rambam said that a smart is just a mnemonic device, calls it apokursis. Rambam. But he says, all our smart is Ratzon Hashem. So here he's saying, it's Ratzon Hashem. So therefore, it's a nice idea, but can you make an Easter Doraisa? No. Not an Easter Torah. Rather what? Ratzon Hashem is Barach, Shein Shorob in Hogam HaKodim. The Matan Torah time, there was a minute. And Hashem, for all generations, is giving us what you might call an asmachta, that the minute should continue. That's a pretty powerful thing by itself. We'll see later, there's a little more to come. We'll have to stop here, we're out of time. And then tomorrow, we will see this Yeshua's Yaakov, his grandson, and then we'll continue with more of these in Yana, which are very important. Okay. You take it. I need to.